Hey, here we go. John DeBella Show, daily podcast on a Monday morning, March 8th. How you doing? Going to be a rather kooky broadcast this week, seeing as Steve is out, physically at least. You'll hear him in here from the dark, dank, currently under renovation basement at his home. You'll hear an explanation. Don't want to spoil it for you here in the intro. John was coming to America over the weekend. We touched on the royal madness and the fallout from the Oprah interview that just ran last night with Meghan and Harry. I think that's their names. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd as we do every Monday morning. Song stories today featured Take It to the Limit. I made another Monday morning mashup to stump the audience, and we talked drinking at baseball games, or lack thereof here in Philly, surprisingly. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
It is a beautiful morning. Did you see the moon coming in?
Oh, my God. It was incredible. I took pictures.
It was absolutely gorgeous. It's going to be a great day to be alive and living in Philadelphia. Unless you're living in certain parts of Willow Grove where you're going to have to broadcast from your unfinished, under-construction basement.
To be honest with you, it's kind of nice and peaceful. I haven't looked outside yet, so I don't know what the moon looks like.
Go now.
Well,
it's amazing.
Let's put it this way. I'm pretty sure that unless you get your ass up out of that chair, you couldn't see the moon from where you are anyway.
I think you're right. You're right.
Steve's in isolation because his son was near somebody.
A classmate.
Freaking kids, man.
I'm telling you, the first thing I said to him yesterday when he called me and I said, I hate children.
Yeah. so filthy.
All right, yeah, and I don't know. Actually, I don't hate children and I don't hate Steven. I hate the school he goes to.
Here's the thing. They did it right. You know, we had this a couple weeks ago where I had to wear that like hardcore mask in the studio.
Right,
because
right.
My sister's kid, a kid in his school, tested positive. These kids at my kid's school have masks on the entire time they're there.
Oh, that's cool.
Luckily that happens. So we should be back in the studio in like, you know, I'll be back in like 3 weeks or so. This is kind of nice.
To steal one of those Matcord rapid tests.
I'll see you guys in July.
Yeah. And hopefully he would get paid the same amount for taking it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Am I the only one? You didn't go to Zamunda this weekend?
I did not, no.
Steve, did you go? You didn't go to Zamunda? No, oh, God.
I went to McDowell's.
You went to McDowell's? Well, yeah. Believe it or not, there are McDowell's in Zamunda now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, yes. They have been expanding, and McDowell's still exists, right? And once again, Willie, what the hell's his name? Oh, God.
Simi?
No. And that's Simi.
Akeem?
No, stop throwing names at me. I'll never get to it.
I'm going to get deeper into Africa the longer this goes.
The big fat white comic who's in the movie.
I don't know.
Oh, God. God, I'm totally blanking.
Chris Farley.
Bobby Kelly.
No. Anyway, he once again is the only white person who's in the movie.
I was going to say, there's a white guy in it?
Yeah, well, there was a white guy in the first time. How could you not have seen?
I didn't see the first
one. He works in the McDowell's with Eddie Murphy, right? Louis Anderson. Louis Anderson.
Right on the tip of my tongue.
And Louis is, and it's funny because I read a story just last week where they literally put Louis Anderson in the movie so there would be one white person.
Oh, that's funny.
He's the token.
White guy.
Cool. Right?
But it is very, very funny. It's funny.
Okay.
Not very, very
I would
funny.
Hope.
It's funny. I had some serious laugh out loud moments, right, and you know, and that's a rarity nowadays where you're just actually out loud laughing from something that's happening in a movie.
Is the barbershop scene as good as the original?
They're pushing it.
Okay,
there are some things that they're really pushing it on, and let's put it this way: if any white person made this movie, oh my God, there would be a riot. All right. I mean, absolutely. There is not a low black joke that they do not use in this film.
Wow.
All right. They should have thrown the N-word in because that would have raised the level of the film.
Wow.
I mean, they would stoop in so low on black jokes. I was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe they're doing this.
Even Tyler Perry's like, whoa, guys, settle down.
Exactly.
Chill out a little.
But there's one character that Arsenio Hall plays that it's like, we're sitting there, Lisa and I are sitting there, we're watching the movie, and we're going like, wait, who the hell is this? And then you realize after a while, oh, my God, it's Arsenio Hall. He's like, he plays a sort of shaman character.
Did he fist pump at all?
No, he didn't.
That's what gave it away? No, oh, it's Arsenio.
That didn't happen. But there are, it's fun to watch. I will give it that much. It is fun to watch.
Did Lisa watch it with you?
Oh, yeah.
She did.
And she stayed awake through the whole movie. Wow. And that itself was a miracle.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Am I the only one who also, seeing I'm the only one who went to Zamunda, right? Am I the only one who watched the Meghan Markle Oprah interview last night?
Go ahead, Sid.
I watched it, too.
You watched it?
I watched about 14 and a half seconds of it.
14 and a half seconds.
Yeah. As I was leaving the room, I heard her say that she worked at a Humphrey Yogurt place.
Right, and Humphrey said, Yogurt, yes.
I'm Team Megan. Simply because of that.
I'd wear a T-shirt.
I only watched the first hour because if I watched the entire thing, they would have totally taken away my man card. But it was just suspended. Right, for the next week.
I can't believe you made it that long, though.
Right. Yeah, you're on probation.
Well, I have to tell you, I've been in love with Meghan Markle for a long time. Ever since she popped up on Suits, I just love her. All right, you know. But watching that story go down or hearing that story go down, guys, I would say watch it just for the shock. You spend most of the time with your mouth wide open.
Well, yeah, Kristen filled me in on that. Chris said it was, you're kind of like, oh my God, they're treating her and him like crap.
Yeah, right. And you know, and it brings to mind, especially if you were watching The Crown, the stuff that they put Diana through and how much, you know, and it's like, oh, you know what? Maybe The Crown wasn't that far off. Maybe it was really that bad. They actually... Right, they told her when Archie was born, or just prior to Archie being born, their son, that he would not get the prince title, and because he didn't get the prince title, they weren't going to give him security either.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't believe.
Right, and they were actually concerned is how dark his skin was going to be.
Jesus.
Yikes!
Yeah, they openly brought this up to him, but when Oprah would ask, well, who was saying this? She keeps referring to the machine that is the. Sometimes she referred to it as the firm. Sometimes she referred to it as the organization,
institution. I think my
right,
wife
the institution.
Saying.
Sometimes
this is creepy.
You know,
yeah.
But never said anything. Never badmouthed the queen in any way, shape, or form.
I heard they just praised her. They were very nice about her.
Yeah,
okay, that's cool.
Yeah, you know.
Screw everybody else.
The queen shared her blanket with her.
Right, yes, they shared a blankie.
Very,
in a car.
This is getting creepier by the minute.
Yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for.
Random facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Cindy, get us going.
Okay, Jeff Bezos, Rachel McAdams, Fred Durst, Sharon Stone, Jay Leno, Seal, and Pink. All worked at McDonald's growing up.
Oh, McDonald's or McDowell's?
Both of them. It's Monday.
And you were impressed with Meghan Markle working at Humphrey Yogurt, Steve.
It's such a good creative name. All right, Gatorade created an alcoholic mix of their lemon-lime flavor and beer called Hoppin' Gator in 1969 because the 60s were stupid, but they quickly pulled it off the market when it tanked.
That's awesome. I want to try that. The first time snowflake was used in its current form to describe someone sensitive, fragile, and needing to be coddled was in Fight Club.
We don't talk about Fight Club.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Erase it.
And lastly this morning, your rectum has similar cells to your mouth.
Wow.
Which is why spicy foods burn on the way in and equally burn on the way out.
Wow.
And there are your...
Random facts.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Yes, Steve has been banished to his home. He is isolating right now to protect all of us.
I texted Cindy and I told her that, yo, this working from home thing is the right way to do it. She is correct in what she's been doing for 100 years now.
100? Wow, she's going to be very upset.
She's a vampire.
There was a whole story this morning about people who are working from home and not wanting to go back.
Yeah, I can understand that. Get used to that. Pretty sweet lifestyle, huh, Steve?
I woke up at 4:58 today.
Oh, bastard.
Which actually was late. I snoozed too many times. But
according to a new survey, 1/3 of people who are working remotely right now say they'd quit on the spot if they had to start going into the office for work every day.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Right. 39% said they'd rather take a pay cut than go back to the office. Right. I can't imagine, even though technically we could do this anywhere, I could not imagine trying to do a radio show from anywhere other than a radio studio.
We work off of each other. That's the part. Yeah.
So,
otherwise, we're going to stomp over each other this whole time.
Right.
Like I'm doing to you right now.
Then I'm moving
like
on.
Like, what do you think?
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
And this morning, it's Randy Meisner's birthday. Randy Meisner, formerly of the Eagles. And this is all about Take Me to the Limit. As a matter of fact, I got into a conversation with someone last week about Take Me to the Limit because I was talking about Timothy B. Schmidt, who is now the bass player in the band and who now does that. And when I referenced it, somebody said, oh, no, that's Randy Meisner. No, it's Randy Meisner in the recording, but it's Stephen B., Timothy B. on stage. Well, anyway, when the idea for Take It to the Limit came around, well, it all started because of, well, he was at the Troubadour and...
I started the original idea. I just came home from the Troubadour one night, just like that's just all alone at the end of the evening when the bright lights faded to blue. And then it came time to get the album done. I didn't have a chorus yet. And so Glenn Frey started working with me one night up at Henley's house. And we got a couple of choruses. And then Henley started working on it too to get it finished. So they helped me get it finished. Took it from there.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Coming up at 7:40 this morning, the Monday Morning Mashup, Steve, Dave, I think, has created the impossible.
All right. The third person's going
to
get it.
That's what's happened the past couple of times. But here, listen to this. Here's the mashup for this morning. That's tough.
Wow.
Slice, dice, chip, chop.
I know what the songs are, and I'm having a hard time hearing them. right? You know?
I think I know one.
You know one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, at 7:40 this morning, we've got another copy of that Queen book, All the Lyrics, or All the Songs, right?
Yeah, Queen, All the Songs.
Oh,
it's
Queen,
like 100,000 pages. It's
right.
Huge.
It's a huge book.
It's a table.
Right. It is. Actually, I could bring a couple down to my shop and start putting legs on them.
Welcome to the Monday
Morning Mashup.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Thank God it's Monday.
Mash.
Slice, dice, chip, chop.
The Monday Morning Mashup.
Monday Morning Mashup this morning. Your opportunity to walk away with another one of those Queen books, All of the Songs. It really is a remarkable book to see. And everyone who's gotten it, like when we put them in their hands, people are like, oh, my God, this thing is huge.
Yeah, this is legit.
All right. So if you have not heard the clip yet, it sounds like this. I mean, I'm telling you, Dave, this is, I think this is really tough. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, right? Steve believes that it's going to end up being caller 3.
I have one of the two songs, and I'm terrible at these. I don't have a single clue what the other one is.
Yeah. One's very obvious, one's very not.
Right, yeah.
But there's one spot you got to listen to where I think it gives it away.
All right.
I won't say what spot quite yet.
All right, well, here, I'll
play it again.
Play it again.
I don't know what spot you're talking about.
I think you're talking about the ending?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the ending, that is the giveaway spot, if there is one.
So this right here?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah,
come on, Steve.
Okay. All right. I hear what you're saying. It actually starts more like.
Correct. You know, play the song that it actually is. Then we'll
hear. Okay. All right. 215-263-WMGK. I'm saying it's just.
If we have someone out there who plays piano, I think that's going to be the person who wins. It's going to be someone who actually tickles the ivories themselves.
Uh-huh. That they'll be able to figure it out?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I got to tell you, I think everybody thinks this one's too tough, Dave.
Maybe. Right? I mean, the phone lines aren't exactly
lighting
up.
You know who probably got
up?
It? Who's
got
that? Weston.
Yes, of all times. Of all times. This one spoke to him.
No, as of right now, no one's taking a shot at this.
Yeesh. Wow. Come on, guys.
No one is taking a shot.
Is there anybody
at this at
out
all,
there?
All right,
yeah. Oh, here we go. I'm seeing some blinky lights now. That's a good sign.
Are you in Pink Floyd all of a sudden? Is anybody out there?
Oh, yeah. Well, that wasn't a clue. Don't follow that. That meant nothing. That was no Paul is Dead or anything like that. But yeah, no, with this one, I was trying to be as tough as possible, and it appears I was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe this is a fail. Well, they're so good at it. That's the thing. They're experts when it comes to anything music involved.
Exactly.
Any contest.
It's a hard audience to stump.
And it's tough to strike the balance with this one.
The wildest part is three people have called in already, and as soon as Taylor puts them on hold, they've hung up. They've given up before they even gotten on the air. Let's give Tom a try here. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Hi.
Tom. There's a conversation. Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm sorry. Good morning.
Okay. It's okay.
I made it up. I'm on my third cup of coffee already.
It's obvious.
All right. So, Tom, what do you think the two songs are in the mashup?
All right. So, one of them, I believe, is Even Flow by Pearl Jam.
Okay.
And the second one, I'm going to take a stab at it. I'm not really sure. I'm picking piano. I'm going to say Elton John, Benny and the Jets.
No, it is
good
not
logic,
Elton
though.
John, Benny and the Jets. No, I'm sorry.
I do like
that
your logic.
That is incorrect. But you know, it was very good logic.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll move on to Matt if Taylor ever puts him on hold.
Dave gave a huge clue when he was saying the Pink Floyd thing. Dave gave a mega clue.
I did. Listening right after that, I slipped, actually.
Let's go to Matt. Let's see what Matt has to say. Matt, what do you think those two songs are?
EMF, Unbelievable, and Pearl Jam, Even Flow.
Wow.
I wish it was EMF, Unbelievable.
right.
I couldn't have told you who did Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable that he brought up Unbelievable. No, I'm sorry. That's not it either. It's taken people a long time to get on the phone this morning.
Yeah.
This is wild.
It's okay.
All right. Let's go to Sean. Sean, all right. What are the two songs this morning?
Okay. The first one I think is Pearl Jam, Even Flow.
Now, I want you, before you give me your second answer, I want you to know all the pressure is on you because it's usually player three who comes up with the right answer.
Oh, really?
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So, okay. Go ahead. Even Flow and
the other one I think is Black Crowes. Sign says you got to have a membership card.
You get inside. Well, that is actually the band that we just the five man electrical band that we just played, and that is incorrect. Ah. Over to John. John, what do you think the two songs are for the mashup this morning?
Yeah, it's Pearl Jam's Even Flow, and that piano is from the Rolling Stones. I'm a monkey.
You know what?
Oh, man.
You know what? That's what I thought it was.
I could hear that.
I am wrong. All right.
Oh,
We've got a complete stumper this morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is, in fact, Even Flow. Everybody's getting that part right. The part they're missing is Maybe I'm Amazed.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
So there's a story, this one. This is an interesting story that has to do with Alice Cooper. You know, Alice's real name is Vincent Furnier. Mm-hmm.
All right. And hang on, let me grab it. I want to get the language right on this.
That's one of those names I always forget. Right.
And I remember early on, I mean, talking to Alice about being Vincent, and he will not respond to it. He is Alice Cooper. He's been basically, he says that, look, I've been Alice Cooper longer than I ever was Vincent Furnier. Right.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Good point.
So but one person gets away with calling him Vince, and that's Keith Richards. Is it Keith would come up to him on a regular basis and say, Vinny, how long has it been since you had a drink? And he goes, and I'll reply, more than 30 years. And he goes, begs the question, why?
This is so Keith.
It's very Keith. Oh, 28 degrees outside, mostly sunny today. The high temperature, about 47. We've got Hometown Madness. Round one continues. Maple Shade going up against Havertown coming up at 8:35, but happening right now.
In the herd.
Well, Donald Cassidy has learned the hard way that Google searches can end up biting you in the ass. West Newtown, Pennsylvania. This is out in western Pennsylvania,
okay.
Not up in this, not the Newtown in this area. Police in West Newtown, Pennsylvania, initially responded to a report that a 2010 GMC Arcadia had been stolen. Eventually, the vehicle was found in the woods, burned beyond recognition, but with a VIN number that was still visible, and they traced it to him. Later, authorities took a look at Cassidy's home phone and saw something interesting in his internet history. A search for how to set your car on fire and make it look like it was an accident. He's now being charged with arson, filing a false report, and risking a catastrophe. There is no charge for being stupid, though.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
Over the weekend, cops in Tulsa, Oklahoma, received a call from a woman saying another woman was breaking into her place through a window. Soon after, the police apprehended Sharon Carr, saying she was done in by the bag of Cheetos that she dropped on the way out of the house.
What?
Yeah, it seems that Cheetos aren't the best snack if you're going to rob somebody or break in, because it is hard to get the residue off of your fingers and other places, especially when it's all over your teeth when you get caught. Yeah, so the lady who phoned in the report later identified Carr as the person breaking into her place. Miss Carr and Chester Cheetah were arrested for breaking and entering.
In the herd.
Dave?
This guy's plans to rob a bank literally went whoosh. His name is Angel Mazdev, and he tried to rob a bank in Hartsville, South Carolina on Thursday by putting a note in the pneumatic tube in the drive-thru.
It said, give me all your money?
Yes. His note just literally said, I'll kill. So the teller said, okay, you might, but not from outside when we're here. Inside, the bank employees called the cops. They got here while he was still waiting for the tube to come down from the bank tellers.
Did he ever bother to put the gun in the tube and send that over just make sure he was
like
serious?
A cartoon character. No, he got arrested.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, I guess this guy didn't realize that cops can multitask if they're investigating a crime and stop another crime. They're actually able to focus on that as well. A 42-year-old guy named John Harbison in Phoenix called the cops on Sunday night to report a break-in at his apartment. When the cops got there, they didn't find any sign of a break-in. What they did find was John's huge stash of drugs because he didn't bother to hide it before they got there.
Come on, man.
All right, they were out in the open, completely out in the open. The cops come in and go, how can we help? And they look around, and there's this table. On it, there are 6,000 fentanyl pills, a bag of meth, scales, baggies, needles, and $5,000 in cash sitting out on a table in plain sight. He was arrested on several felony charges.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Just 24 days to the opening of baseball season. And there's an article this morning on the list of like top five, bottom five cities for drinking at ball games. Where do you think Philadelphia lands?
Oh, man.
I'm going to say top five because I think they do a really good job with their offerings at the stadium.
Uh-huh. Okay. What are you going
to say? Yeah, I mean, just from tailgating, I'd say we're the top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, right? Believe it or not, we are some of the lightest drinkers in the league. We come in number 30 on the list.
All right, do the Eagles now.
What?
Right.
How family friendly is this getting?
According to New Jersey Online Gambling, right, the average Philadelphia Phillies fan drinks 2.4 drinks per game.
Really? Right?
Meanwhile, the average White Sox fan drinks 4.0 for Atlanta, the Reds fans 3.8, and Cleveland, well, in Cleveland, they got to drink a lot just for the mere fact that they're living in Cleveland. You know, Padres coming in at 3.7. We're really at the bottom of the list.
Wow.
So why do we have a jail and they don't? I don't get it.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
No.
MGK.
Oh, yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.